the rest of the story. I will try to be discreet in what I'm about to report if you will promise to listen very carefully. It was the culmination, the climax of the Texas Revolution, 1836, the Battle of San Jacinto. The history books call Sam Houston the hero of that battle, yet the real hero was no hero at all. It was a heroine. It was a she. It was Emily, the lovely maiden of Morgan's Point, who gave her all, who sacrificed her very maidenhood for the cause. April 1836, the Texas Revolution. Mexican General Santa Anna and his army of 1,500 are marching on Morgan's Point. Only a month before, they'd polished off Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie and friends at the Alamo. Ultimate victory over the rebellious Texans seemed inevitable. The Mexican army's passage through Morgan's Point was uneventful, almost. You see, their commander, General Santa Anna, spied and stole a girl. A young girl named Emily. He confiscated her, you might say, from the household of Colonel James Morgan himself. Santa Anna made it a point to keep some young lady in tow at all times, and there was something else to which the Mexican general was hopelessly addicted, and that was luxury. At each campsite, Santa Anna lived in a huge carpeted tent, a plush marquee sumptuously stocked with silk sheets and exquisite crystal stemware and silver serving dishes, and, of course, a young lady. When the Mexicans set up camp beside the San Jacinto River, the young lady in the general's luxurious lair was the recently kidnapped Emily. Now, accounts vary as to whether or not Emily knew of Sam Houston's impending surprise attack. If, in fact, what happened was not secretly planned, it could not have been planned better. April 21, Emily and Santa Anna are inside the general's, tent, preoccupied. When suddenly Sam and his 800 fire-breathing Texans were spotted riding in the distance. Mexican sentries ran to Santa Anna's quarters shouting, "The enemy, they come!" The general was, he was taken off guard. He was caught with his, had he been prepared to rally his forces to launch a counterattack, the Battle of San Jacinto, indeed the entire Texas War of Independence, might have ended otherwise. Remember, Santa Anna's troops outnumbered Sam Houston's almost 2-1. However, the history of the matter is that the Mexican commander was stunned and in a state of undress. The exit way of his battlefield boudoir was blocked by stacks of champagne cases. And at last, the resounding Mexican defeat was made complete by the retreat of General Santa Anna himself, loping away across the battleground, running for his life, clad only in his red slippers and his underdrawers. That's why I say Emily was the real heroine of the Battle of San Jacinto. For it was her diversionary tactics that sealed Sam Houston's victory. They called her the Maid of Morgan's Point. They even wrote a song about her, you know. The Maid of Morgan's Point had in fact been Colonel Morgan's housemaid, a mulatto slave girl. And yet it is she whom we honor to this day. Every time citizens of the Lone Star State stand to sing the Ballad of Emily, the Ballad of a Slave Girl, the Yellow Rose of Texas. And now you know the rest of the story.